This is a short conversation we had with Austin Berg from the Illinois Policy Institute. We're talking about the fact that too many people are leaving Illinois. It's cost us a congressional seat. I asked him, why are folks leaving our state?
Well, you have to follow the science. All the economic research shows that what drives these interstate moves are two things: jobs and housing. Illinois' jobs market is not healthy. Illinois' housing market is not healthy. And that is because of our uncompetitive tax climate and our debt crisis as a state. It's very difficult to bet on Illinois as a business. And when you ask people who are thinking about moving why they're thinking about moving, the number one answer is the tax burden.
Do people do that, though? Do they say, okay, I hate the taxes in Illinois, let's move?
I think it varies by person. So I'm sure you or maybe some of your listeners have had the experience of looking on Zillow at different cities and different places and saying, wait, this state has no income tax? Wait, and the property tax is half on the same size house? That's a very real experience for many Illinoisans. But it goes deeper than that. It's not always this, you know, cold calculus of what my tax burden is going to be. It's where am I going to have economic opportunity? Where am I going to be able to invest in a home and know that that equity will be there when I need to sell it or when I need to retire? And increasingly, those opportunities aren't available in Illinois.
That sounds more like the college kid than somebody who's been living and working and raising a family here and doesn't like some of the stuff we see. Who does? But it's one thing to bitch about it. It's another thing to say, I'm going to sell my house, move to another state. I don't know anybody in Tennessee.
So it's really important to understand, like, the psychology of moving. There's research done on the emotional pain of, you know, especially with a family, picking up your stakes, moving to another state, forming new social networks, getting a new job, trying to find your way in the community, has the same emotional toll as the death of a spouse. Think about that. It is really a major decision for people to leave the state. And that is partially what's driving this population decline in Illinois. The other thing is we're not being a magnet. We are not an attractive state, by and large, compared to other states, for people to come in, plant roots, raise a family, and get a great job.
But isn't that the problem? It's not so much that people are leaving as that we aren't, as you said a moment ago, attracting people. Like, you might not want to bet on Illinois, especially if you can move to Indiana or Ohio or whatever, maybe not Ohio. So you have sort of an attrition, of course. People die, people retire, people move. But what the problem is we aren't bringing new people in.
It's both, but we are definitely an outlier in not attracting people, that's for sure. The problem is oftentimes you'll see folks who are denying this population crisis in Illinois. And I do say crisis. This is the first decade in the state's history where we've lost population. And they'll say, oh, it's actually not people moving out. That's a myth. It's just that people aren't coming in. Well, both are really bad. We need to attract new people to come in, especially if we're going to deal with some of the economic and fiscal problems of our state. We need more and more people coming in, bringing their ideas, bringing their talents, and bringing their families.
Well, does the Illinois Policy Institute take a position on what Governor Pritzker said, that Alabama is more competitive in attracting Illinois talent because free college there, and then they stay there? Should we do more to make it easy to retain our talent?
That's one factor, but again, the research points to jobs and economic opportunity. Certainly, if you're getting a free college tuition, that is going to attract some kids. But Illinois universities have free scholarship programs. But we've had difficulty funding those programs because of the irresponsible promises made by politicians. And Pritzker is not talking about fixing a lot of those irresponsible promises driving our budget holes. We need to make a more competitive climate for Illinois businesses to bring great jobs here that people will follow.
Some of that about the pension crisis in Illinois?
Absolutely. You look at someone like a Warren Buffett, who, you know, never criticizes by name, only by category, but says he would never place a business or invest in a business in a state with those massive unfunded pension liabilities, because what it means is future tax hikes, and businesses price that in.
What about property taxes, Austin? They're higher. Boy, if you're house shopping, and a lot of people are in Southwest Michigan, it's amazing how much lower the property taxes are in Southwest Michigan. For Michigan residents, they nick you if you're coming from Illinois, but it's still more attractive.
I think about a woman I spoke with, Patricia Hill, who grew up on the south side of Chicago in the 60s and 70s. And at that time, the Beacon of black prosperity in Illinois and Chicago and really all of the Midwest was the South suburbs, places like Madison, Flossmoor, Harvey. She moved out to that community of Madison in 2003, paid $315,000 for a house, and she had made it. Cut to last year, I went out and spoke with her. That house is worth $215,000. She is paying a $10,000 per year property tax bill and has been on the brink of foreclosure three times. And she said, I came here for the American dream, but it has turned into a nightmare. That is what property taxes are doing in Illinois. They are stealing home equity from a vast share of the population.
That's how we pay for schools. That's what we're talking about, right?
That is why 2/3 of our property tax bills flow to schools. And that's why we're pushing for things like school district efficiency. So money actually goes into classrooms rather than the massive bureaucracy of hundreds of Illinois school districts. But also a problem is that Illinois school funding is totally hampered by the pension problem. Every year it gets crowded out by this pension monster that eats everything in sight. And that affects our school funding, our social service funding, and our public safety funding.
Do you think if I asked our listeners, call and tell me that you moved from Illinois for these reasons, that I would get many calls?
Oh, absolutely. Maybe they wouldn't necessarily know this deteriorated or this bill is high because of pensions, but they feel all the downstream effects. They feel the effects on the economy. They feel the effects on their property tax bill.
Interesting article called Blame Illinois Exodus on Jobs, Housing Tax Policy. It was last June that the Illinois Policy Institute wrote it. Still pretty relevant. Austin Burke, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, John.